When Osama bin Laden was killed, we all remember the photograph that we saw at the White House. Well, tonight, in an incendiary move, a Navy SEAL has written a book about that mission. What does it say about some of what the White House said at the time? Here's ABC's chief investigative correspondent, Brian Ross.
The first details provided by the White House and the military to ABC News and others describe a scene in which bin Laden was confronted by the Navy SEALs in his bedroom, his youngest wife by his side, making a move interpreted as resistance and then shot in the chest and above the left eye.
And indeed he did resist.
But that's not true, according to the new book by one of the Navy SEALs writing under the name Mark Owen. He says bin Laden was shot in the side of the head as he peered out his bedroom door. According to book excerpts seen by U.S. officials, Owen writes that the SEALs found bin Laden twitching and convulsing after he was shot, with his wives wailing over his body. He and another SEAL trained our lasers on his chest and fired several rounds. The bullets tore into him, slamming his body into the floor until he was motionless. Two weapons were found in the room, but they were not loaded, according to the account. He had no intention of fighting, Owen reportedly wrote.
Since there was no camera running up the stairs with the SEALs, we'll never know what actually happened.
One other note from the book, with one helicopter down, the flight back to the base was so crowded, one Navy SEAL actually sat on the chest of the dead bin Laden. President Obama honored and praised the courage of the SEAL team after the raid.
Job well done. Job well done.
Although the author reportedly wrote, none of us were huge fans of Obama. We respected him as the commander-in-chief of the military and for giving us the green light on the mission.
But Brian, SEALs have a code of protecting their secrecy. Why is he doing this?
Well, he wrote this book without the advance approval of the Pentagon, and they're now reviewing it to see if he's revealed secrets that could help understand how the SEALs do their very dangerous jobs, and it could be very controversial.